All right.
Anyway, sound of speed.
Let's go.
Indeed. Anyway, so I think did we get like beaver supper or something, or what was going on?
I think so. Yes, beaver got supper, and we were getting ready to start the next day with Melody. No, we finished with Melody. We finished with Melody, I think. I think you were getting ready to upgrade him.
Not yet. I was going to give him 3 more days.
Oh, right. Right. Okay. Very good. Well, I think that's where we were.
Give him 4 days getting used to each animal.
I think that's a good plan.
So the next 3 days play out as normal. And the more comfortable Beaver feels, the less Francis feels it necessary to have his clones get involved.
Yes. In fact, I think by the time we got to the third night, well, the second night of the pony, I'm pretty sure a couple of the clones fell asleep.
Yep.
And Beaver has been waking up quite refreshed, and imperceivably, as each day continues, he's even more chipper and excited the next morning when he gets up.
Good morning, Beaver. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling excited, Francis. I feel alive and awake. So, what's our plan for today?
The next animal for you to ride after Melody will be a deer.
And Beaver blinks.
Actually, no. It will be a buck.
A buck.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm retconning it since you can't really tie anything around a doe.
Okay.
Since you can't really tie anything around deer, so it'd have to be a buck.
Gotcha. And so Beaver, he blinks a bit. Oh, I never knew you could ride one.
Oh, you can. Well, it's not traditional, but you can if you're willing to try it.
Beaver nods. So, I guess if we get 2 bucks, will you be able to ride one?
Yeah, I could certainly do that.
And Beaver puffs out his chest as he puts his hands out excitedly for the incoming breakfast. Well then, I'd say I'll try to ride a buck.
Alright then, let's get you some breakfast first. You're obviously hungry.
Indeed. And Beaver swallows and wolfs down quite the sizable one.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, just commenting that Beaver does wind up wolfing down quite the sizable breakfast.
Alright. But this Francis pulled out a big breakfast out of his plot convenience bag.
And Beaver most eagerly dives in. So.
Well then, I'll have to pull another buck out of my plot convenience bag, but I'll get them ready, and you can meet me at the racetrack when you're ready.
Very good, done, Francis.
All right, then. And with this, I go outside, and I get the buck out of the pen. I spawn another buck out of the plot convenience bag first, and then I get another buck from the shed ready.
Okay.
From the stable. Get another buck from the stable ready, and I bring both of them to the racetrack. The one on the far end, close to the edge of the island, is mine, while the other buck more inward is Beaver's.
Gotcha. So then, Beaver says, coming down the path, you got names for these chaps?
Alright. Hang on. This I spawn saddles and put them over the deer's, which make them a little uncomfortable, but not too much. But it's tolerable. With this, I spawn some rope, and I wrap it around the horns.
Very nice.
I wrap it around the horns. And, of course, Beaver is given his leg extensions to reach the stirrups.
And Beaver has gotten quite used to them at this point, and he's even gotten accustomed to taking a few steps with them on as he goes to mount and dismount the animals.
All right. All right, Beaver. Well, shall we? 3, 2, 1, giddy up.
Giddy up. Right on, right on, Beaver cries. Whoa. Bucks are a little more bouncy in their step, and Beaver finds himself bobbing up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. But he's more used to it after being on the horse, and he adjusts himself and holds on to the ropes very tightly.
I see. So, Beaver, are you enjoying it?
And Beaver's bouncing up and down. I feel like I'm on a carousel, he says.
Carousel. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
And Beaver goes, I'm not sure yet. For you see, deer, when they run, they hop their hind leg quite high, so he feels like he's on one of those horses in a carousel that are sliding up and down and up and down rather than just going forward. And it's taking some adjustment, and eventually he gets used to it.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
Just repeat what you said.
Sure. Well, Beaver was just saying that it reminds him of those horses on the carousel that go a slide up and down. Because when deers run, they don't just... the hind legs bounce up a bit higher, so it feels like he's going up and forward, not just forward. But it's taking him a little time to get used to, but he does get used to it. I think he favors the horse more, but the bucks were tolerable because they were gentle spirit.
I'll go on ahead and I'll wait for you when you come round.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yes. Well, I figured you wouldn't want to go any faster. I figured I'd just let you enjoy the ride.
Very well, then. As long as he doesn't get spooked.
And with this, I make the deer go a little bit faster. And then once he's farther enough, I say, "Giddy up, crap!" And the deer goes very fast, going all up the island and then back.
And Beaver waves with both hands still holding onto the rope when the two of you pass by them in a quick zoom pace. But he and Charlie, as he has named his buck, are going at a very enjoyable jaunty pace.
Let's see if speed it up just a little.
Well, once Charlie sees you and the other buck zoom by, it gives him a sprint, and he goes forward faster. And at first, Beaver's, But he adjusts well, and the two of them make around the island in a record speed.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Sorry, very good. I lost my train of thought. What'd you say again?
Oh, nothing, just he and his buck, Charlie, they went around the island much faster soon after you two sprinted by. It had inspired Charlie to go faster.
Alright. Well, I see Charlie's been speeding up a bit for you there.
Indeed he has, yes. And I pulled him back a little, but we definitely went faster. And Beaver hesitates. And I didn't mind it.
Alright. Oh, that's good. Well, in that case, you'll have the next four days to slowly build your speed up.
Oh, very well then.
And with this, Francis... Beaver... Francis gives Beaver a big dinner, from his pocket convenience bag, which Beaver enjoys. And then the next 3 days proved very successful with Charlie the Buck, as Beaver slowly starts getting faster and faster.
Yes, very successful days.
After which, I then offer, well, care to try the stag next?
And Beaver claps his hand excitedly. I think I can manage it.
All right. First, we're going to take it slow, and then you can speed it up as much as you want.
Very well, then. And Beaver glances up once he sees the stag standing there. And he's a bit taller than he anticipated. And so Beaver steps forward cautiously. This one's tame, right, Francis?
It is. So with this, the stag bends forward and rubs his head with his... and rubs his face against Beaver's head.
Aww. And Beaver is quite touched by it, and he gives the stag a pet and a hug. All right, Francis, what's this one's name? Thank you.
Jacques-toy.
Jacques-toy, I love it.
Jacques-toy. Jacques-toy. All right. Well, you know the drill, Beaver. With this, they spawn a saddle and put it on top.
And upsy-daisy on he goes, grabs onto the reins.
The stripes are a bit lower this time, and so I have to pull out longer... Actually, I adjust the extensions just a little. A bit extra on his leg extension. I adjust his leg extensions to be a bit taller than previously.
Beaver settles in. Not used to it, but he can feel that he's snug.
Mm-hmm. Pull Beaver up, and then he sees that, and then he puts his feet in, seeing that he's snug. And then, of course, stags have horns, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, in that case, no. And of course, the rope is wrapped around the stag's horns. And of course,
I think technically they are called antlers.
Antlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
John's being a twerp. Anyway. Beaver, now just tell the stag. Now I just say, giddy up.
Beaver grabs on, sits up straight. Giddy up, he says with a crack.
And with this, the stag goes at a pace like this, like.
Very reasonable indeed for Beaver, as he is saddling back and forth, side to side, at the size of the stag. Each step is powerful. Each movement flows through the saddle. But Beaver holds on, and he doesn't lose his grip.
Beaver, how are you enjoying it?
And Beaver goes quietly to himself, "This one's awfully tall." "Well, it's a fine view," he says, summoning a stiffened voice. "How's yours?"
Mine's pretty enjoyable, too. I actually didn't spawn one.
And Beaver blinks. "How come you're not rotting the animals that I am?"
Well,
have you written a stag?
This is kind of more about... I mean, I wrote the stag, but... this thing is kind of more about you, but, plus I didn't think to.
Well, then... I guess you'll be teaching me, because You've already done it before?
Well, more or less.
The fever gets nervous.
You mean, I'm figuring this out by myself?
Well, more or less. Hold on, I'll be right with you. With this, I spot a stag, get it all ready, and then I meet up with him. Giddy up. And I, of course, I run up to him, and then slow down once I'm within a few feet, and just slow down to a trot.
And Jacquoy gets a little startled at another stag there, but Beaver manages to keep him on the road. Oh, thanks, Francis. It just makes me more... Well, it makes me feel calmer knowing that at least somebody else on this island knows how to ride a stag.
Of course. Well, anyway, but you didn't have an issue with riding Melody by yourself 2 days ago.
And Beaver looks back. Well, that was a pony. I knew you knew how to ride a pony. If she did something funny, then you'd be right there to stop it. But a deer and a stag is a different story.
That is the point. Well, anyway, let's ride back. With this, we ride back. And of course, with Beaver not thinking to speed it up this time.
Okay.
And with this, we all make it back. We make it back home, and of course, it gives... Well, Beaver, what did you think of your ride with the stag team?
And Beaver is walking slowly across the room, his legs bowed very wide. Well, it was pleasant, he says. Ow, ooh, ooh. All these days of riding are starting to catch up with him, and the stag was quite wider than the other animals, and Beaver's little hips got stretched quite a bit. And he sets himself down, eases himself on the bed. Oh, that's better.
I had to adjust those leg extensions.
Beaver, I don't need to adjust my legs. And he rolls over onto the bed and stretches out flat. And...
Hey, some contortions are in order for the leg extensions.
Beaver... Before Francis comes back with his adjustments, Beaver is snoring soundly. He didn't even have his supper. And the next day, when Francis comes in to offer breakfast, Beaver is sitting quite still. You know, Francis, I might need to rest a few days. I'll go to take a step. And my legs, both of them and my back, they're killing me.
Let me see that.
And Beaver goes to walk forward, and he stumbles and scrambles to a chair.
Here, lay back on the bed. Dr. Francis will tend to you.
And Beaver opens his eyes. When did you become a doctor?
Just now, hold still. For this, I put my hand on Beaver's body and used force heal on it.
Very well, then. And Beaver noticeably relaxes. And Francis did such a successful job that Beaver has fallen asleep again. For you see, he had been up a bit of the night with his sore legs, and now that pain was gone...
Okay, Beaver, I'll see you in 4 hours.
And so 4 hours later, they then enjoy their breakfast in the afternoon.
Well, how did you sleep after being force-healed?
Never better. I didn't even know I was asleep.
Well, anyway, I wanted to test those leg extensions... I want to see something. I've adjusted the leg extensions to compensate to compensate for your Beaver body.
Beaver's wolfing down a mouthful of scrambled eggs.
Well, it sounds like a good plan. I think it's a good time to try it on Jacquoy.
Indeed. And with this, we try the contorted ones on Jacquoy. They're a lot longer, but but the upper parts bend closer to Beaver's legs.
Very good.
Closer so Beaver can just put his feet straight in.
And you also raise the saddle so that he's not quite so straddling over the back of the stag, but is up a little bit higher. So that his little legs don't have to split out quite so wide.
Indeed.
I think these are good adjustments, Francis. I feel much better already.
All right, let's see you ride him. And say giddy up.
And Beaver grabs the reins. Giddy up, he says, and cracks them hard. And Jacoy starts running very energetically down the path. And Beaver is holding on quite nicely, securely, and the two of them actually make two loops around the island that day.
And once Beaver stops, I ask Beaver, "All right, how did those leg extensions work?"
"Beautifully, Francis. I wouldn't even know they weren't mine."
"Indeed. Very good. And with this, I help Beaver take them off, and I lift him down. So, how do your legs feel?"
"Oh, my legs feel just fine. Nothing like yesterday, let me tell you. I can actually walk on them."
"Very good. Well, we'll have to stop here for tonight, but for next time, we give Beaver 2 more days.
"Okay, good plan.
Give Beaver 2 more days before putting them on the horse."
"The horse. The dreaded horse. I think you've been building up nicely at this point, Francis. Good for you."
"I thank you for that."
"All right, well, I guess, well, enjoy the rest of your night."
"You too.
Thank you. Good night. Love you."
"Love you.
Anyway. Today is August 3rd, 2026. It is 10:13 p.m.